WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild thing called life. Ever feel like you're riding a roller coaster of emotions? One minute you're soaring with joy, the next you're plummeting into despair. We all get there, right? It's part of being human. But what if I told you that you could learn to handle those emotional ups and downs with more grace, more composure? That's what we're diving into today on The Stoic Life, Developing Emotional Awareness and Regulation. We're not talking about suppressing your feelings or becoming some emotionless robot, far from it. Think of it as learning how to be the conductor of your own emotional orchestra. You get to choose which instruments play, how loud they are, and what kind of beautiful symphony you want to create. So, buckle up, because here are 5 key takeaways to help you become a master of your emotions. First things first, practice self-awareness. This means paying attention to your feelings without judgment. It's like checking in with yourself throughout the day. Hey, Logan, how are you feeling right now? Is it excitement, anxiety, maybe a little bit of both? You know that feeling when your stomach starts to churn before a big presentation or your heart races when you see someone you have a crush on? That's your body sending you signals. Learning to recognize those physical sensations and connect them with specific emotions is the foundation of emotional awareness. Second, don't let emotions control you. Remember, feelings are like waves, they come and go. Just because you feel something intensely doesn't mean it defines you or dictates your actions. Think about a time when you were really angry, maybe someone cut you off in traffic. Did you react impulsively, honking your horn and yelling? Or did you take a deep breath, remind yourself that it wasn't worth ruining your day, and let it go? Third, practice mindfulness. This is all about focusing on the present moment. When your mind starts racing with worries or anxieties, gently bring your attention back to your surroundings, the feel of the sun on your skin, the sound of birds chirping, the taste of your coffee. Mindfulness helps calm the emotional storm and brings clarity. It's like hitting the pause button on your internal chatter. Fourth, find healthy outlets for your emotions. Bottling things up only leads to a pressure cooker situation. Find activities that help you express and process your feelings constructively, whether it's exercise, journaling, painting, or talking to a trusted friend or therapist. Remember, your emotions deserve to be acknowledged and understood. And finally, remember that everyone struggles with their emotions. You're not alone in this journey. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your progress, and know that with practice and patience, you can become more emotionally aware and regulated. Now, let me share a quick story. Picture this. You're at a networking event, surrounded by people talking about their successes, projects, and aspirations. You feel a wave of insecurity wash over you. Why don't I have anything interesting to say? What if everyone thinks I'm boring? You might be tempted to withdraw, pretend to be engrossed in your phone, or just escape the room altogether. But what if you practiced emotional awareness and regulation instead? You could acknowledge that feeling of insecurity, remind yourself that it's temporary and doesn't define your worth, take a deep breath, and then engage with the people around you authentically. Remember, this isn't about becoming a stoic superhero who never feels anything. It's about understanding your emotions, responding to them in a healthy way, and ultimately leading a more fulfilling life. So, what are you waiting for? Take those emotional reins and steer yourself towards calmness, confidence, and clarity. Share this episode with a friend who could use a little emotional wisdom. Leave us a review on whatever platform you're listening to this on. Your feedback helps keep the Stoic Life strong and growing. And until next time, remember, be kind to yourself, embrace the journey, and never stop learning.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.